Hello and welcome back. This is Bryce Newsome. This is my podcast, and this is again SFC 1159. Today we'll be covering Module 6. Module 6 is over researching and searching. Credibility and sources. You know, this is what makes up the bread and butter of honestly a lot of the problems you face in classes, homework specifically, papers. You know, you're going to have to deal with this, whether it be school, grad school, undergraduate grad school, or, you know, work beyond this. You're going to have to research. And one of the biggest, things within this is understanding the difference between what when you're researching something that's not high quality to something that is high quality. There's different types of sources. You have scholarly sources. You have news sources, utility sources. And all of these provide a different level of credibility to your paper. You know, so scholarly sources, are something that's backed up through many different eyes, people, science, facts, and honestly cites many, many different things within its own article now that you're using it in yours. So it adds that little bit of credibility. So one of the tools this is, like I said, using in a previous podcast, is using Google Scholar. It will always link you to credible sources. And make sure you are searching the keywords. You know, if something's not popping up, how you do it, maybe use a synonym, maybe broaden your search terms a little bit, kind of open up a little bit, make it a little bit more broader instead of asking like such a defined question, especially when you're looking for scholarly sources, because they're not going to be as readily available as normal things you search on Google, such as like news and other clickbait stuff. Okay. Next is like just making sure that you have a lack of bias. That's very important. Bias showing up in a paper, honestly, or even a lot of topic questions. If you have bias that shows up, it is going to really take away from the overall credibility of what you're writing. So you gotta make sure your own writing is not biased and your citations are not biased. Otherwise, and if they are biased, maybe make sure you grab from both sides, okay? So just making sure you know what you're researching, how you're researching, and different tools and steps to do that. Another thing that is very, very important is self-checking for plagiarism. So there are plenty of engines that you can put your paper into, or other whatever topic you, or whatever you've written or made, you can put into search for plagiarism. Plagiarism is a violation. Plagiarism is something that will get you caught up very quickly, even if it's accidental. So please make sure you very much track and make sure you do not have any examples of plagiarism. Make sure you cite all your sources. That's how you avoid that. Okay. But yeah, Bryce signing out once again. Bye-bye.